The Catholic Church's formal policies and internal procedures for dealing with sexual abuse allegations is now under scrutiny by the Royal Commission. The Towards Healing protocols were introduced in 1996 to help the Church handle complaints and compensation claims from victims of abuse by clergy. The Royal Commission is calling for public comment on how well those internal processes have worked. Emily Burke reports.
Towards Healing was born out of an acknowledgement by the Catholic Church in Australia that it needed a policy and a process for handling sexual abuse allegations. But since it was introduced in 1996, it's not escaped controversy or criticism. Frances Sullivan is from the Truth, Justice and Healing Council, which is coordinating the Catholic Church's response to the Royal Commission.
The good and the bad, the warts and all, need to be laid out, because ultimately the Royal Commissions are going to recommend best practice principles for all institutions, not just the Catholic Church.
He says Towards Healing has been the subject of two external reviews and undergone significant changes.
The most important point here is that it's a pastoral response when people approach the Church. It's not a substitution for a legal criminal response.
There is, though, that compensation aspect to the Towards Healing process.
Yes, of course. The Church also realises that people are damaged and they need some type of compensation and ongoing support by way of a settlement.
I've been practising in this area for about 12 years and I've seen a number of people come forward who were just straight out misled by the Towards Healing experience.
Jason Parkinson is from Porter's Lawyers.
To me, it's been designed from the ground up for the Catholic Church to save money and to limit their exposure in relation to their liability for the thousands of people who have been sexually molested by their priests and brothers.
And he argues these matters are for the courts and not the Church.
For the Catholic Church to set up their own little kangaroo court and decide what they're going to pay their victims is just not right, without any oversight. These decisions are being made in secret and they're being made against persons who are psychiatrically damaged and are not able to act in their own best interests. And sadly, they've been taken advantage of time and time again.
But Frances Sullivan from the Truth, Justice and Healing Council says the problems would be worse without Towards Healing.
We know today that, one, bishops just can't move priests around in the hope that problems can be solved. We know, two, that now there are mandatory reporting requirements to authorities. And three, the documentation process is much more professional and documents just can't be destroyed. It's just sad that it's taken till the 1990s for us to put those things in place.
The Royal Commission will accept public submissions on the Towards Healing process until the 4th of September.
Emily Burke.